311.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the 311 Radio Show. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you here on this lovely Christmas Sunday. And I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. And this afternoon I have with me none other than leading fire officer acting Natasha Ford. You should see her. I can't wait until this show is on the VOB's Facebook page where you can see Natasha be decked in her Christmas spectacles, man. Good afternoon to you, and Merry Christmas to you, leading fire officer acting Natasha Ford.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, Mr. Collins. And let's get it correct, okay? It's not leading fire officer acting Natasha Ford. I'm being Santa's little merry elf today. So call me Jingles or Sprinkles. Jingle Sprinkles.
Yeah, well, definitely bring the Christmas to our show today. And as I say, I cannot wait until this show is on the BOB's Facebook page where everyone can see Natasha be decked to her Jingles outfit, as she call it. But how are you doing? I hope all is well with you. I hope each and every one of you listeners actually today, as you're taking time out of your busy, I'm pretty sure your busy Christmas day. Some of you are currently having lunch. Some of you are sleeping because I know a lot of you are extremely tired. But we have a pretty packed show, so we're going to jump into it and get down the road. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas day. Natasha, you're enjoying your Christmas so far.
Oh my goodness. Do you even have to ask? After all, I am sharing it with the OB country. I am in the homes of so many people. They're there listening. And I can see I am going to leave this show with a full tummy because I'm sampling from everybody's house. So I either have to have Tums on hand or I'm going to need some Epsom salts. Don't fear, those of you with the ham and the pork, you can keep that. I don't want that. Bonfire. But I said someone would call it the compressed fish. I'm really hoping that everyone is enjoying their Christmas bank holiday. And for those who do not celebrate Christmas, then let's say season's greetings, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah. What have you celebrated? I'm just hoping that you're doing it and enjoying being with friends and family and everything else. But at the same time, I'm sure that Jason would want to caution. He's going to be the buzzkill. Yeah. So I don't even have my glass of Bailey's here right now to show you. He's going to be the buzzkill. He's going to definitely inform and keep us, you know, on our toes as it relates to Christmas safety.
Well, just let's go into it. I know you just said a bonfire. I just hope that there's no other type of fire being burned other than the fire and vigor in your spirits at this time. I just hope that everybody, you know, remains safe out there. Remember that over the course of the last couple of weeks, we were giving you some tips relating to the Christmas season. I remember even before myself, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Taylor would have given some about Christmas lights and hanging them and so on and so forth. I piggyback on what he did and I went into even cooking, road safety at Christmas and so on. And now today for sure being the actual day, as I said, we just want to remind persons, I know you're going to be eating and drinking not only juice, but some beverages of a little stronger content. I just want to remind you that, you know, if you have to and if you're going to be doing that, enjoy yourself to the max. However, do it in a safe environment. Make sure that if you have to leave home, you have a designated driver and that you're not the one going behind that wheel after consuming alcoholic beverages and that type of stuff. Don't let your guard down, be it Christmas Day. I know a lot of cooking is being done today. Some baking as well is going to be done. Make sure that you always keep that those safety tips as it relates to kitchen safety in the back of your mind all the time. Also, by now you should have had your extinguishers, your smoke alarms, all of that we spoke to in previous programs over the last few weeks. So I just want to remind persons of that. Now, this is Christmas Day. However, it is also the final week of the year of 2022. Wow, how fast has that gone along? And I know that, you know, everyone would have partaken in the staff parties, etc., that would have gone on in the weeks prior to leading up to today. But I know this week now is going to be leading into what we call New Year's Eve or Year's Night, whatever you call it. But and there are going to be a lot of events, whether it be a fete, whether it be dinner, wherever you're choosing to spend your the final day of the year for 2022, wherever you choose to be with whoever you choose to do it with, whatever you do, I just want it to be a safe environment for each and every one of you. And I just want to remind persons, even going out on the New Year's Eve, in terms of the consumption of alcohol, that is something again that I want to, just touch on again briefly because it's something that has to be said. And I want persons to again not let down the guard and remember to have a designated driver if you are going to be going out and enjoying the festivities of that
Festivities.
New Year's night for sure. Make sure that you have a designated driver and don't be drinking and going behind the wheel after. In terms of fire safety, we not only deal with fire, but fire and life safety. But in terms of fire safety, I know we at the fire service have been a little concerned with, we've had a few house fires within the last couple of days slash weeks, which haven't sat very well with us. We always urge people, especially at this time, to be extremely cautious because of the fact that you know, losing a house, home, whatever the case may be, is always a hard thing, but losing it at this time is even extremely more devastating. And we spare a thought for those persons who, lost property and whatever the case may be, even a loss of life in one instance. Condolences to the family of the deceased. But I just want to caution persons not to let the guard down at this time, and remember that we don't want to have any more house fires. Let us end this year on a very pleasant and jovial, as you can see. Well, you can't see now, but those who watch it a few days from now on the Facebook page will see that we have our Christmassy backgrounds, and we want this to be your not only your backgrounds, but I want this to be the spirit that you keep for the balance of this year 2022 and going into 2023 with a new vigor and life for the upcoming year and all that it brings to us. And hopefully it brings a lot more joy and peace and happiness. And peace is the word I want to stress on there, because we've had on another topic some not so peaceful situations in Barbados in recent times in terms of the crime and violence and so forth. But we pray that all of these things in the coming 2023 that we see an improvement not only in fire life safety but in that aspect as well. So yes, anything
And
from
as you
you?
would have mentioned, you mentioned spirit quite a lot. Now, I know it being the festive time, persons are looking forward, I know, to these spirits. And again, let's do everything in moderation. I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite and say, don't drink. We all know some of us have a little tongue wag for it. But what I will advise or what I will say or caution is that when you're going to do it in moderation. Please don't be like the man that thought, you know what? When, I don't know if you heard the joke, but it went something like this. This man used to come home drunk every night, and his wife would always be on his case back and forth. You think you could drink all the drink in the world, you know, she would be on his case morning, noon, and night. Every evening he comes home drunk. And one evening he pulled her to the window and he said, I might not be able to drink all the drink in the world, but look and see, the lights on down there got them working overtime. Please. At the end of the day, that is their profession. You cannot drink all of the alcohol. So whatever brand you're having, I don't want you to be cat spraddle at the end of it all. We want to ensure that you're able to get to your destination safely. Family members are counting on you to return home safely. And again, don't only think about yourself, think about the other drivers out there. If some person isn't doing it for themselves, you know what? Being our brother's keeper, go back to that sense of love. And it is so amazing. All year round, you pass people and faces up in the air, and this body doesn't want to see it, this, but there's something about December, not just because I was born in it, but there's something about December that makes it absolutely special, especially around Christmas time. I don't know if people forget their feuds. Some people forget their feuds, but everybody's walking around generally. Season's greetings, wishing you all the best. I don't know if it's fake or not, but at least we're sending out those vibes. vibes of positivity, vibes of love, vibes of care. So at the end of the day, let's all remember that. And I mean, it is so amazing. COVID came and COVID tried to divide the world. But then we can always look at Christmas to unify us, to bring us together, despite beliefs, religion, faith, whatever. It kind of unites us. All of us have this, believe in this one thing about being social, about being happy, about being together, togetherness. I know we say Christmas is commercial, but as for those persons who want it to be, at the end of, I always heard my great grandmother say, "I don't need anything for Christmas as long as my belly full, as long as I have something to eat, she is good to go." So just cautioning you, go there, have your fun, but at the end of the day, just remember, we need you to be extremely aware of what you're doing and to think about the other persons who are going to be utilizing the road as well. So it's personal safety and safety for brothers and sisters out there. We do not want any calls coming in later tonight or tomorrow
Or for
saying
the
there
rest of
has
the
been
year,
a
for that matter.
more, or for the year, exactly, there has been a
Yeah.
motor vehicular accident.
Yeah.
Just like you want to enjoy yourself, I'm sure the officers would like some downtime tonight and today. So even so, if you want to pass and drop off a great cake, do that. But whatever you do, just do it responsibly. Yeah.
And as safe as possible. And very well said, from you, Natasha. And you know.
No sprinkles. Come on, get it right.
Or sprinkles, whatever today. But yeah, and I want to continue on the happy note and the thankful note. I just want to actually at this time, once you're finished, I don't know, you have more tips that you want to give out before we go forward a bit, or
Oh no, I'm just resting today, trying to keep it light, you know.
right on.
Although we are cautioning people, but then again, my one tip that the one thing that peeves me, if you're going to be going over to family members, please make sure that your child is buckled up in that car and not standing between the seats. We've been seeing so much of this so far throughout the holiday. Your precious little ones, you gave them life, you brought them here, but they were a gift from God. So if you don't want to be weeping at the end of the day, take care of your precious cargo. The same way you're going to make sure that your groceries are in the trunk secure, you tie the bag and everything to make sure they don't fall out, they don't spill out. I think you would like to put us a little more care on your child, on your ward, that person that you're, that little one that is regarding you as their guardian, for looking up to you to keep them safe. You know, that has always been my pet peeve.
Yeah, well,
Come on, we can do better.
I'm glad
Moms,
you
I'm
mentioned
asking
that.
you, once you get in that car, you're going to make sure that you are buckled up. Make sure your child is buckled up. Make sure your niece, your nephew.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that because only I can't remember if it was last week's program or prior to that, but I know within the last few weeks for sure, I did make mention when I spoke to road safety, I did make mention to that because that was something that not only yourself said to me, but also Senior Fire Life Safety Officer Andrew Taylor made mention to that to me before he went off on his vacation leave, that he had been seeing persons driving around with their children, standing between the two front seats or standing looking through the back glass of the car and that kind of thing. And I did make mention to it because it is extremely serious. In fact, I remember a few, well, probably a few years or so ago, yourself and myself were on the road and we actually saw it and we stopped the person. And we mentioned to them that their child is standing in the back of the vehicle and to buckle the child in. So these are things that we see on a day-to-day. And wherever possible that we can, give you fire or life safety in any form, tips, advice, we always try to do so to keep you safe, to keep your family safe, and to make sure that everybody, remains safe and we have a safer society at the end of the day. So for sure. That point very important made by you, Natasha. Now I
I just
want
thought of another one, especially
to
for persons like you who normally have on the L's when it comes to cooking. again, You know what? We're all busy. We're preparing about 400 dishes, and we don't mind the cooking up. We don't mind the big gathering, but please, if you're tired, ask someone, you know what, to assist you. Whether that they look after what is already on the stove right now. It's no matter if you burn the ham. I mean, we did talk about burn fire. But I'm sure most hams would have finished since last night, anyhow. But be mindful. I know sometimes we have this tendency of thinking we've turned the stove off. Just make sure you look to see that that flame is out. Because I know in my case, I remember turning the stove or thinking I had turned the stove off. And this thing, it just kept nagging and nagging. And when I checked, I had turned it low on low. It was not off. So be mindful this time around. As we said, we do not want any more fires. We don't want any saucepan fires. We don't want any kettle fires. We do not want any house fires, least of all. So please be extremely careful. And those of you who are using the L's this time around, make sure you have some person who's certified or qualified, you know, just watching over and making sure that everything is going the way that it's supposed to go. Yeah.
Or you should have your fire extinguisher, which I did mention in the past weeks as well. So hopefully you do have that or somebody give you as a Christmas gift. I hope, you know, all as we always say, that can make a very good Christmas gift for somebody to keep them and their house safe as well. So all of these tips for sure, definitely. As I said, don't drop your guard, don't become complacent. As we're approaching the end of the year, we want to see on the other side of the upcoming year, 2023. We want to see you alive and well and in good spirits and health and everything and peace and safety for sure. So at this time I want to I have a list here compiled of some thank yous that I want to send out. You know, sometimes we get ourselves in a bit of trouble trying to do what we call the vote of thanks because sometimes you forget a name. But as best I could here, I put together a list of the persons who would have made the 311 radio show possible, who would have helped and assisted in some way, made the 311 radio show possible for this year, 2022. And first and foremost, I must start with the team here at the Starcom Network who have embraced us. For how many years has it been now, Natasha? Have you've been
I
keeping
don't believe you're asking me that. It's 5 years. Come on, hello.
you're
It's
the
been
one
five.
who
It's
keeps
5 years.
the tabs, right? And you know, at this time, I think it would be also fitting to say to you, Natasha, who I thought you before I was even in the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit, you were the person who would have thought about this whole concept of the show and have basically got it on the road, got it started. So for sure, to you, we must say thanks. Those listeners, definitely thank you very much for what you have been doing for sure in making sure that this show started. And I just try my best to continue in the vein that you have, in the footsteps, you know, that you have left for sure so far. But definitely Starcom Network for inviting us to have this show and this time slot each and every Sunday here on VOB 92.9. To you, the listeners, for sure, we cannot forget you, the listeners who have been. You know, we get the warm feedback every single week. Natasha, myself, and the other members of our team get that warm feedback. For those, even on Facebook, when the videos are posted, I see persons commenting and liking the videos and so on. So thanks to you, the listeners, those of you who are the constant listeners, and those of you who may be new listeners, we want to say welcome to you as well. Also, there are so many other persons, the team, the entire team of the Fire Prevention Unit here at the Barbados Fire Service, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Andrew Taylor. Wharton would have made an appearance this year as well. We also have Divisional Officer Small, who has made a number of appearances this year on the 311 show on different topics. He's also the Fire and Life Safety
Manager.
Manager of the Fire Prevention Unit. I want to say to him thanks as well. He's on board this year and he has really been on board, not just by name, but he has put his hand to the plow and really being a part of our program. The research and planning team, and Natasha, you're wearing that hat as well at this time. The research and planning team, who's always willing to assist in any form that they can, whether it be this show or otherwise, the research and planning team of yourself, Natasha Ford, and three Fire Officer 348, Charles, as well. She would also have made a couple appearances on the radio show. And our IT team, we cannot forget the IT team. The IT team is how you can hear me, how you can see me. These are the tech guys we have. Fire, leading fire officer acting, Mr. Terry Griffith, and also his subordinate in
Jamal Patrick.
Fire Officer Jamal Patrick. These two guys work around the clock to make sure that everything goes well, to make sure that you can hear us Sunday after Sunday, and to make sure the entire fire service is running the way which it should in terms of the technical side. So to our IT team, kudos to you. The Barbados Fire Academy cannot be forgotten at all. They would have made a number of appearances this season on the 311 show. I can remember off the top of my head, for sure, we had the presence of Mr. Damien Bain, Fire Officer Bain. He made an appearance. We had Hunt, Leticia Hunt. She also, Fire Officer Leticia Hunt, she also was here on a number of occasions. One in particular being the show for the mothers. She was one of the mothers of the fire service who we had this year with us, along with Fire Officer Lisa Prescott as well, who also the prodigal daughter, as they call her, came back for that particular
Boy,
show.
and I agree with that one. Totally agree with that one. The runaway pancake.
Yes, for sure. She came back for sure for that Mother's Day special. To the officers and fire cadets who would have worked at the Ministry of Health, we had them in with us as well this year. And we want to say a special thanks to them for the wonderful job that they would have done throughout the COVID period. And they came in and they spoke to us, and they let you, the listeners, hear everything that they went through and what was going on as it related to that side of the spectrum. And we want to say thanks to each and every one of them who would have been a part of that team, working with the Ministry of Health for those countless amount of months and working extremely hard, for sure, for sure, for sure. Also, not to be forgotten is our very own. He's now retired and enjoying the pleasantries of being at home every day. And enjoy, I'm pretty sure, even if he's not listening, he's probably eating a piece of pork at this time, if I know him very well. I want to
Oh,
say good
yeah.
afternoon and
Don't
a big
even go
thank
there.
you.
Yep. Can see him
Yep.
with it in his mouth now.
A good afternoon and a big thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Divisional Officer Mears, who retired. Well, he's not officially out until I think January 1st.
Right. So don't run into him. Yeah, I might call him back in tomorrow to do
Yeah,
something or the
right.
other. You never
But we
know.
want to
Might
say
get.
it to him on his pre-retirement. Big thank you, because he also made an appearance this season on the 311 radio show for this year,
But the
2022.
Father's Day show.
Definitely, he, along with Mr. Taylor, I do recall they were on the Father's Day program of the 311 show. We had some members from the DEM, the Department of Emergency Management, there were with us. We actually had at least three appearances from them. We had Ms. Doriel Gill Skinner, she was here, one of the DEOs. Joyanne Johnson, she was also here, another DEO, and Mr. Selwyn Brooks made an appearance as well on the 311 radio show. So we want to say thanks to each and every one of those, and to the, by extension, the team at the Department of Emergency Management for giving us their time to make this show possible also for this year. We also had from the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Miss Gina Welch. We want to say thank you to her as well for making her appearance here on the 311 radio show. I remember she was in with Mr. Andrew Taylor. The NCSA, which is the National Council of Substance Abuse on Substance Abuse, we had Mr. Troy Wickham, who made, I think, two appearances at least as well on the show for this year.
Hi,
Thank you
Troy.
to Troy, former schoolmate of mine. So thanks, Troy, for not, it wasn't even a case of any pushback. From the time we reached out, he willingly came, and he actually was willing to do a second show, which he did. So thanks to you as well for your time. To this one, I don't know. Well, before I go to this one, let me go to our entire fire service, because there were some fire officers who would have made appearances on the show throughout the course of the year as well. I want to say to the entire team of the Barbados Fire Service, you would have known who you were. As I said, there are some officers who don't necessarily physically appear on the show, but they would message, they would call me, they would say, "Well, look, Collins, maybe you could deal with this topic, or I passed you on, I saw this, I saw that. Here's something you could touch, or say, here's an idea that you could probably deal with on the 311 show." To each and every one of you
Yeah.
officers, I want to say a thank you as well for your feedback throughout the year. Now, this one here, for those at that time, they were recruits, they are now auxiliary fire officers. I want to say a special thanks to the ones who appeared on the 311 show. We had auxiliary fire officer, he was a recruit at the time. They were recruits at the time, but auxiliary fire officers, Patrick Hollingsworth, Thomas Marshall, And Tate, I want to say thanks to you for your appearance on the 311 show. It was indeed a pleasure having you for that particular show. And on that note, I also want to say congratulations to, of course, number 40 of the Barbados Fire Service. They would have had their passout parade about 2 Fridays ago. So they're now, we've now added 20 new auxiliary fire officers to the ranks of the Barbados Fire Service. And hopefully, if things go as planned, I would like to have at least one or two of them come in and speak about their time as, you know, and so forth. But that's going down the road, depending on how things go. But I want to say congratulations to them, and we wish them well in their journey as young officers in the Barbados Fire Service. Obviously, we cannot forget that our Chief Fire Officer, who obviously is at the helm of the department, good afternoon to you, and thank you also for his continuous support, although he does not make as many appearances as he should. Natasha somehow got him to appear on the show, but we want to say a good thanks, good afternoon, and thanks to him for what he's been doing behind the scenes in support of the 311 radio show. For the show,
I don't think I can take
you
credit to that. We need to salute our former host, Krista J. See, that
oh,
woman has power.
he brought him out the woodworks. Yes, so we just have about a few minutes left of today's show. I hope I would have thanked each and every one. If I forgot you for any reason, I apologize, and I want to say thanks to each and every one of you. So if your name, you didn't hear your name mentioned, or your department or your unit, please know that you have not been forgotten, but it is just, you know, collective thank you to each and every one of you who made the 311 radio show for 2022 possible. Any final words from you before we strike up the band for the day, Natasha?
You said strike at the band. No, sorry. I was just there smelling the wine and, you know, the aroma of was coming out to the kitchen and such. Like,
Right. So we have a
I
morning
think.
plate. So let's wrap it up so that we can get to our wine and all the other stuff that we have. All
Exactly. Doing
right.
it cautiously again.
Pause.
Jason, may I ask you one question before we go? What's your favorite Christmas memory?
I'm not even sure.
No, not the ones where you took the pictures with your Santa socks and all sort of thing and sent me and all,
I am
because
not
yeah.
sure. My Christmas memories over the years have fluctuated because obviously as a child it was about toys and gifts and so on. As you got older, it's just about honestly the peaceful and the that tranquility that you feel around this time, especially if you're privileged to be at home for the Christmas day or whatever have you, spending time with your family and so on is always a good feeling, seeing everybody in that joyous and loving and caring and happy mode. Because you know, we work so hard throughout the year that it is always good to spend some time, you know, for that period at least, for those couple of days, and just reflect and some quiet time enjoying all the pleasantries of Christmas. What about you quickly before we wrap up?
Me, honestly speaking, my favorite memory is when I have family coming over or coming together. When everybody, you know, we just put aside work and we just come together and sit down and talk about every and anything, just make laugh and sport at each other. So when I have my mom, my dad, my aunt, my cousins, and we're playing games, for me, it is the games. I love the games.
Nice. So we have our special memories of Christmas from each and every one of you. What are your special memories out there, you listeners? I'm pretty sure you have a lot of memories, and you're going to make some more memories today and beyond for the remainder of the Christmas day and the remainder of 2022. We want to say that if you miss any of today's program, you can always catch it up on the VOB's podcast at www.vob929.com, www.vob929.com, or you can catch the lovely Natasha Ford and her, what, I don't know, her Christmas spectacles today. She's, I don't know, she's what? Sparkle? She sparkled today or something like it. But you can also
Sprinkles, come on, get it correct.
sprinkles, man. That is the end. So she's all sprinkly today. But if you want to see her, you can go on to the VOB's Facebook page, VOB92.9 FM, and catch the 311 radio show if you miss any of today's proceedings. Stay safe, continue to enjoy. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. And as we say at the end of every 311 radio show, fire prevention is our
Is
intention.
our intention.
Have a wonderful
Season's greetings.
day.
Merry
See
Christmas.
you next
Happy Hanukkah. Take
year.
care.
And Happy New Year, because the next time we see you, the next time we hear you is going to be next year. So have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.